it's Summer here, and this is the first episode of my new podcast, Out of Necessity. And you might be thinking, what the heck does that name mean? What is it about? Well, I'm gonna tell you. I basically need entertainment to live and properly thrive in the world that is 2017. You know, fit, function properly, and fangirl, and this is my way of doing that. So, like most humans need oxygen, I need entertainment. Hence, out of necessity. And this is kind of my way of fueling my feelings out into the world. Because around other people, I can sort of talk about it, but then this is my way of getting out even more, which is super fun, you know? So, yes. I need not want to get my fangirl on. Welcome everyone to Out of Necessity Podcast. And now I'm going to throw it over to my father, Theo, who you guys actually might know through E Society Podcast, who he does with his friend, the Nez. Here you go.
Hey, hey, yep, it's the Zisu. Just wanted to give a quick shout out to Jade here. She embarks on her podcast adventure. She's been a guest on E Society a bunch of times, and I'm just here for her. If she ever needs somebody to bounce an idea off, if she wants to talk about a TV show or a movie, something like that, I'll be here for her. But for the most part, this is going to be her pod. She's going to continue to join us on E Society. But yeah, I'm just going to be here, and we're going to wish her the best, and she's going to continue to be on E Society, and you'll find this pod, the Out of Necessity pod, as part of the MacNez podcast network. So we're going to wish her the best, and she's going to continue to tell you what the pod is going to be about.
Woo! Thank you. Okay, yeah, so content. This first episode is basically just like an intro, kind of icebreaker, get to know me type thing. The rest of the future episodes are going to be like, you know, entertainment based stuff like TV, movies coming out, books, because I love reading books, that's one of my favorite things to do. Comic books, ships, love ships. If you don't know what shipping is, then you should probably get to know in that. So yeah, it's just going to be me talking about all those fun things. Most of the time, if I'm really invested in something entertainment-wise, I'll take notes about it, and that's probably happen more and more as time goes on, so I can talk about it more on here. And I'll probably start getting into like reading reviews and tell you like what people thought of it, because that's really fun, and I always enjoy talking to my friends about it, and I can tell you guys what they thought of it, and, you know, fun stuff. So one of the other things I'm also gonna do is, you know, people have like segments and like TV show and news and stuff like that. One of the segments I actually came up with was Ship of the Week. And for those of you who don't know, I'm actually just gonna tell you what shipping is right now. Shipping is basically the hope of two characters from something entertainment based, of them getting together. Or, like, say that a ship has already gotten together, then it's a canon. So, let me think of a common one. What's a common one? Like, okay, Star Wars, Han Solo and Leia. They're totally canon. Oh my god. Force Awakens feels. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, so Han and Leia are canon, and then a hopeful ship in Star Wars, like mine, my top ship in Star Wars right now, is between Finn and Rey. And then there's the possible love triangle coming up in The Last Jedi between the new character Rose and Finn, but I'm kind of hoping it's a friendship, because that'll show my ship, and like, don't want that to happen. So, you know, like Ship of the Week type stuff, and that'll be great and fun, and we can like argue about it or something like that. Or one of the things that's also gonna hopefully happen sometimes is all of my friends on here, like my best friend Rach, she could like appear sometimes, and I'll throw her in here. We can like debate about fun stuff like ships and everything, so that'd be cool. yeah, and other things that might appear on the show are stuff like poetry, because I'm a huge poetry nerd. As I said before, I really like books, specifically like young adult, because, you know, I'm a teenager. But yeah, I also like really reading poetry and comic books. Total nerd, so that's pretty great. And yeah, so more introduction stuff. Let's see. I'm a teenager. I'm 17. I live in Northern California with my dad and grandparents. Fun fact about Cali, Northern California, for Star Wars people, I live in Endor. I technically live on another planet, which is pretty cool if you think about it. No, I'm kidding. Where they filmed Endor with the Ewoks and everything in Return of the Jedi, that's basically where I live, with the big trees. They're called redwood trees. And yes, the bark is red. It's like a really pretty dark red. It's great for photography. Yeah, so that's a really cool perk of living here, is the big trees that people come and do tours for, actually, which is really neat. And let's see. Okay. I'm a senior. I'm dealing with all the awesome stress that seniors have at the beginning of their senior year, like SAT stuff and college applications and job applications and recommendations and all the shins that I can't think of right now. So yeah, that's also a reason why I'm doing this too, is kind of like, it's almost like a stress reliever, which is really cool. Let's see. Okay. So yeah, my junior year, actually, because I'm a senior right now, my junior year, I spent in Europe with my mom. And that was really, it was really life-changing, because I got to go to school on a military base in Germany. And throughout the year, I traveled to different countries, because it's really easy to travel in Europe, compared to driving from Northern California to Southern California and it being a super long time. You can drive that amount of distance and be in a different country. So, yeah, I visited the Czech Republic. Prague is my favorite and my love. Oh my God. Goulash is a really great food. Italy, I actually went to Milan and Rome. Those were pretty great experiences. I might actually talk about those in the future. Actually, like, add like a travel segment and just be like, throwback, you know, that type of thing. That's pretty cool. Oh my God, ideas. Okay. And I visited France. I visited France, Paris, which is also really cool, because that was always a dream of mine, you know, like teenage girl going to see the Eiffel Tower and all that, and it was pretty magical. I cried, it's honest, you know. And I also visited the Netherlands, Amsterdam, for the Tulip Festival. I love tulips, they're my favorite flowers, so that was really nice. And shout out to Hohenfels Middle High School, because that was the high school I went to while I was there. I miss all of you guys, and I'm going down the halls, like, back in my old school now, and it's like, I think I see you guys, but it's not, and I'm like, oh, I missed you, so, love you guys. Yeah, so, that was a really incredible experience, getting to travel around Europe, and meet new friends, and have different experiences, and, another weird fact about me, well, it's not really weird, it's like normal, but you know, it's like a fun tidbit. I really like pineapple. I have like this weird obsession with it. And my current life goals, after I graduate, I'm going to college and going to get a bachelor's in English, and eventually publish my own books, because right now I'm actually working on a series of poetry as well as a young adult novel, which is really fun. And, you know, actually, because I'm starting to edit and everything, I'll probably like shout out like where you can find that as well, my poetry and my book, once I start publishing it on probably like Wattpad or something like that. You know, that's how like beginning authors like start out, which is really fun. And then what's another cool thing I can say about myself? I eventually hope to jump out of an airplane, because I like adrenaline stuff. I hope to own a bunny someday. I don't know why. They're just, like, really fluffy and adorable and cute. And I also want to own a snake, but then, like, I thought about it, and I can't own it at the same time. Because then, I don't know, they might hate each other. So, I'll eventually own those animals. That's pretty weird, right? Yeah. And let's see. Oh, okay. My parents. Yeah, my dad. They're total nerds too. They each have like their own thing that they're crazy about, and I get like a mix of it all, which is really nice. My dad, he's really into figure collecting. He actually, if you guys don't follow him, his like main thing is like Instagram. It's at the Zissou. Zissou. It's actually a reference to, The Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou. It's a great film. If you haven't seen it, check it out. And he posts a lot of his, figure shots on there. So that's, yeah, that's his favorite thingy to, I wouldn't say obsess over, because, like, I don't like the word obsess, but, you know, love. And then my mom, she really enjoys collecting makeup, which is kind of my dad and I's fault, because we got her into it, and it's, like, years later, and she spent, like, $1,000 on makeup. But it's cool, because I get makeup, too, so it's worth it. Yeah, she has this, like, whole beauty room. It's pretty cool. What's mommy's at? Do you remember, Dad?
Breezy Day's Life.
Oh, yeah, at Breezy Day Life. Her name's pretty cool. Yeah, Breezy Day. Love that. It's weather. Oh, yeah, my, as I said before in the very beginning, Jade Summer family has a thing for weather and also Star Wars, because my first name, Jade, it's based off the character that is no longer canon, but I like it. It's a part of the legends. Yeah. Mara Jade, who is Luke Skywalker's wife, which is pretty cool. So yeah, it's like a combination of Star Wars and weather, and that's pretty neat, and I love it. Yeah, so my mom collects makeup, my dad collects a lot of figures. I think I'm eventually gonna get like my own thing. I think right now I collect ships. Like, if I think about it, like, I have like, I can't even count how many ships I have. I started in middle school. I remember the day I started, I like had like this simple like post-it note, and like I tried to like write down, I maybe had like 10 ships that I could think of, and it's just grown from there. It's like all downhill, like hundreds and hundreds, just like everything I watch or read, it's like I somehow find a ship in it. I'm like, just do what I want you to, you know, like hoping like throughout, you know, they'll just get together and they do. It's like I revel in it. It's awesome. Yeah, so I collect ships. Read a lot of fan fiction, fan art, and all that. Oh yeah, that's another thing I like to do. I really enjoy painting. That's also another stress relief of mine. I don't do it as much, but I like do it on occasions, and I might talk about that too. You know, art isn't really nice. I enjoy art. I actually got to go to the Van Gogh Museum while I was in Amsterdam. And I have this poster that I'm going to hang up soon, and it's really nice. It's obviously one of his paintings, and it's great. So, yeah. Nerd-wise, I'm in 1 AP class, because I don't want to do anything more than that. I'm in a couple of clubs at school, journalism, to continue on the English pathway that I'm currently on. And I just joined Academic Decathlon, and there's this huge binder I got, which I'm already regretting, but it's going to be great. Yeah, so, like, nerds and, like, academic point of view, I'm pretty nerdy, you know, got a like a B and a C sometimes, but like, you know, I strive for A's. So yeah, let's see, what's like my favorite ship right now? Okay, Riverdale, on Netflix, if you guys watch that, it reminds me, I actually, I just finished watching, Twin Peaks, The Return with my dad. And it definitely has that vibe in it. And it's pretty cool too, since the mom in Riverdale, Betty's mom, she actually plays in Twin Peaks. So it's like, there's a huge connection there. Yeah, it definitely reminded me of Twin Peaks, Riverdale. And my ship on there currently that I'm like going all hardcore about is Betty and Jughead, which is funny because they actually weren't like big in the comics, but now like in the show they like kind of like edged them together in the show. But I'm like worried since like this new season is coming. Oh yeah, it's like October. I'm so excited. This new season is coming and I'm like so worried because they're like they're gonna get ripped apart, I think, and I'm just, I can't handle that. Oh god. Okay. But yeah, probably Bughead, since I've like read like thousands of fanfics about them. Oh, music. Music is a good topic. My favorite musician right now and has been for a while is Shawn Mendes. I actually had the privilege of getting to see him in concert because my best friend surprised me with tickets in July. And I was like, I was going insane. And I was like, oh my god, it was so cool. Because I had been really into his music and everything, like memorized his albums and all that. And so that was really fun. I actually have a poster that I got from the concert and everything, and I love him, so my parents always make fun of me now. So to my friends, I'm like, I don't care. You know, it's like one of those teenager-y things, but you know, it's like, it's more than that, if you know what I mean. So yeah. Let's see. Oh, yeah, favorite musician, favorite ice cream. Let's talk about ice cream. Coffee, definitely coffee, which is funny, because I don't actually drink a lot of coffee, per se. I like Starbucks, like, pumpkin spice lattes just came out, and I had to get one. I'm like, yes, finally got it, it's fall, sweater weather, it's my time, oh my god, spending all the money my family has on fall stuff. Yeah, I finally got pumpkin spice latte, so yeah, I don't actually drink a lot of coffee, but like, I love coffee ice cream, so, woo. And I think that might be it. Yeah. It's a good introduction, right? You like know more stuff about me than some of my classmates do, I mean, yeah. Oh, yeah, okay, I told you my parents like social medias. I gotta tell you mine. I'll probably end up switching this now because I'm making this podcast. But my main social media you can reach me through is Instagram. It's at Chasing the Sunset, and it's actually the chasing is like shortened. So it's not chasing. It's the drop the G. So yeah, and my name is like Jade Summer, and like. My photo is, like, me in, like, overalls with, like, this really goofy smile. So, yeah, that's how you can reach me. And thank you guys so much for listening. I really appreciate it. And I can't wait to see what's to come. And what's to come is probably... Okay, let me think. This week, I'm actually gonna go see, what's that movie? American Assassin? Did I get that right? Yes, I did. I'm hopefully going to get to go see American Assassin, which has Dylan O'Brien in it. And yes, he is hot. So that's not my only motivation, though. I like action movies, and that seems really exciting. So yeah, that'll probably be on this next episode pretty here soon. And I'm probably going to do that like this weekend, hopefully. So that'll be exciting. And we get to talk more. So yeah. Okay, guys. Want to say bye?
Yeah, have a good one. Congrats on your first pod, and here's to many more.